views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the airwaves. And you can find us in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. And the energetic shifts are still available through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. So it's my pleasure to share life-transforming information and give you guys out there, everybody out there, an opportunity to phone in and see what it's like to experience like an energetic upgrade in your energy field. And we do love to hear from you, so you can feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. And I have a guest on today, one of my favorite energy practitioners. I've been working with Phil for, I think, close to 10 years now almost. And his name is Phil Free. He began using energy work to improve his life when he was affected by allergy symptoms in 1998. And he has continued to apply energy to himself and for others to fix issues and make improvements for himself, his family, his friends, clients. And he really feels strongly that others can also benefit from this knowledge too. And Phil was born and raised in San Francisco to French parents. So he grew up bilingual, and he received a journeyman certificate from the Musicians Institute in Los Angeles in 2001. And so Phil has lived up and down the coast of California and is now settled in Arizona with his family. And as I said, we've been working together for, I think, 9 years now. Is that how long, Phil?
Yes.
Wow. That's a, you know, that, I didn't realize that it was 9 years.
Yep. It's been a while.
Yeah. And, you know, what we wanted to talk about today is self-deception. And how we tell ourselves, you know, things about ourselves. We say, like, for instance, we should do this, or, you know, we have to do that. And we wanted to talk about how we can let go of that and, you know, feel our potential and move with it. And so I'm just going to give the floor to you, and you tell us what you want to tell us about that.
Sure. So, yeah, as humans, you know, we have sensations, you know. You know, I guess society calls it like the gut feeling of things. I think that's something close to something that we do in a sense. Basically, you know, it's learning to listen to, you know, it's learning to get beyond like deception, learning to listen to ourselves, find the authority within. And when we find that authority or authority within, no one's going to have the answers better than us for ourselves. And that's what we're looking for. And then when we get to that point, you know, it's we get out of our self-deception, you know, by doing that and by applying that process more and more. Obviously, you know, it helps to see other people's deceptions and their own self-deceptions and society's deceptions and et cetera, et cetera. As we awaken to all this, though, there's definitely things we can do and to improve our situation. And it's important to catch all the little ways that we deceive ourselves. I think that's an important part of it. Awareness is a huge part of getting out of it.
Do you want to give us just a little example what you mean of how we deceive ourselves?
Okay. Certainly. When we tell ourselves, like you said, like we have to do something, for example. That's a common one. We say, oh, I have to do this. We often, you know, use that word in an inaccurate way. If we really look at the circumstances, we say it, I bet, you know, 3/4 of the time that people say that, they don't really have to do that. It's a choice, you know, there's choices, there's consequences if they don't, perhaps, but nevertheless, they don't necessarily have to do it. So it's just framing it in a different way, for one, would actually, you know, make the situation a little bit calmer when you realize, okay, well, if I don't do this, this would happen. If I do it, then this is what happens. And kind of just looking at both sides of it rather than, you know, saying I have to do this. That puts too much pressure on us, and it's not true a lot of times. So, you know, it's like, well, we have the choice of getting fired from a job if we want. We have the choice of going to look for a new one, things like that. You know, we tell ourselves we don't, but sometimes we do have choices. We just choose to act like we don't. So that's one way we deceive ourselves, for example.
That's a common one.
Mm-hmm.
And when you were talking about that, you know, I really like what you said, like when, you know, we can tell ourselves we have to do something, but in reality, we're making a choice whether, you know, we want to suffer these consequences or enjoy these consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And so when people use that, when you were saying that, what came up for me right away, the word consequences went energetically weak. And so what do you feel that's about? Like consequences, like, because consequences can be good and they can, or, you know, I guess, if sure. People talk about consequences, they'll say that it's like a result more than a consequence.
Right. Yeah. So that's kind of the way society frames the word a lot. Yeah, it's true that we frame consequence. We put that with a negative. It's like, you know, do this or face the consequences as a threat. And, you know, it's like we almost never say that in a positive sense, like, you know, do good work and face the consequences, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, consequences, you're absolutely correct, doesn't have to be negative by any means. It's a societal thing that's kind of become the norm, but it's definitely not the actual definition of the word. So, you know, as long as people understand that, you know, and understand, you know, that it's consequences is not a negative word, then they'll be okay. But at the same time, you know, you could say results with a negative. You know, you could say, oh, well, I didn't do my job well, and now I'm, you know, reaping the results of those decisions. Yeah. You don't have to say consequences either there. So just getting okay with both words, really, not being weakened by a word like consequences. You know, it just means, you know, what happens consequently. You know what I mean?
That's what I was just getting. I was getting the word consequently is kind of prettier.
Yeah. So, I mean, what happens after, in other words.
Yeah. You know, and the whole world, our whole universe, really is a consequence in many ways, because, you know, it's really a talking about the, you know, the laws of physics where there's cause and effect. And so, you know, there's some physical laws that we have to adhere to on this 3D planet, such as gravity. And those are laws that we can't change ourselves, and we have to accept certain things, but we can, I'm getting that we can change our attitude.
Absolutely.
As these things happen. And so, you know, this is something that when people say, oh, well, you'll always have choice, sometimes that feels really harsh to someone who's in a real challenging position and they can't see the answer. Mm-hmm. And so the choice that you're making really is the attitude that you have when these things happen to you. And if you have a good attitude, chances are that the result's going to be better than if you don't. So we're going to just strengthen that for everybody. And we have, we're going to just take a quick break. You've been listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Phil Free. And when we return, we will continue with shifting some energy. We have a caller I see phoning in already, and we'll be right back to make some shift happen.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show, the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Brand consultant and coach Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you are a person with a dream and unsure where to start, or a CEO of a successful company wondering what's next, Jen Morgan and the RAD method empowers you to play to your strengths and focus your competitive edge so you can show up in the world as your most powerful brand. Go to jenmorgan.com or call 206-972-5366.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together. As technology uses the healing and psychospiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soltech chair.
The Soltech lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic fields induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to soltechwellbeing.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-C, wellbeing.
1230 WBLQ.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Phil Free. Phil, before we continue, can you share your contact information with everybody?
Sure. Whatphil at hotmail.com, W-H-A-T-P-H-I-L at hotmail.com.
All right. And if you want to connect with me or you want to share something about the show, you're free to do that. We welcome it at info@thetruthisfunny. Or you can connect with me on Facebook at The Truth Is Funny with Colette. And I love to hear comments from the radio show there. It's been interesting, some of the people that have been on the show and some of the wonderful results that they're getting and, you know, the improvements that they're making in their lives. And that's kind of, you know, it's not kind of why, that's why I do the radio show and, you know, why you take your time and energy and come on it. Right, Phil?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And because we were laughing this morning because we talked a little bit before and you said that when you tested my energy about the radio show, that if I could, I would do the radio show about 10 hours a day. And I thought that was pretty funny. So we're not going to put everybody through that, but we are going to take the next caller. Brian, we do have a caller, do we not?
And we certainly do. It's Chelsea from Canada. Welcome to our program.
Hi, Chelsea.
Hello.
Hello. What can Phil and I do for you today?
I was going to see if you could help me shift the energy for my listening and understanding and comprehending when people talk to me.
Okay, that's a good one. I think a lot of people could use that right now. And what I'm saying is a lot of my clients that I've been getting in touch with have been feeling kind of foggy in their communication also. So I'm getting that there's a lot of foggy communication out there, you know, in general. And so we want to just ask you for a baseline when you get in touch with that, like not feeling sharp minded. That's what's coming up for me, that those words on a scale of 0 to 10, 0 being like you're totally neutral and 10 being that it's the worst. Where are you at on that scale?
About a 7.
Okay. So Phil's been, you know, tuning into this. So I'm just going to get him to shift some energy here for you. Phil?
Cool. All right.
There
so,
you are.
Yeah. Well, how would you say that your listening skills or lack of listening skills are most affecting you?
I find it's affecting me because after I didn't even hear or comprehend what the person has said to me, and I got to ask them to repeat themselves.
Okay. Okay. So part of it
and
is, do you feel like your mind is wandering when other people are talking to you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So have you ever heard the expression, your cup runneth over?
No.
Okay. It means like, you know, it's like when somebody's pouring you a glass of water and you know, they say, okay, tell me when. And, you know, they're serving you and then starting to spill out and you're still not saying when and you're just letting it spill and spill. Like you have too much information that you can handle and it's all just spilling out of you. You see what I'm saying? You're not taking anything else in. It's all just spilling right out, pretty much. Or something spilling out every time you take something. So
I just have to check in with Chelsea because that was an interesting way to explain it, and I loved it. That's what it feels like, right? So does that resonate with you?
Oh, it totally resonates with me, yes.
Okay, so continue, Phil. I just wanted to check in with her.
All right. So we're just going to get you back in touch with your breathing and some of the basics for you. It's just to be stable, centered, balanced. All right. So as I say these things, you know, we strengthen the energy. And
can you feel that right now, Chelsea?
So she's too much in her head is what I'm getting. So,
yeah. Okay, so I'm having a hard time.
That's okay. Get in your breathing. That's why we got to get you back to the basics here. So just take deep breaths while I speak, right? So it's like the thinking is actually restricting your breathing, all right? So we're going to strengthen that first and foremost. All right. So feels like, yes, you're tense in different ways. It's like, so just going to strengthen you to all that, like, you'll probably benefit from some massage or something. In the meantime, just getting you strong to look. Basically, like a lot of it has to do with your perception of the world and what you think you need to do. And if you think you need to do a lot and it's such a a rush kind of world, then that's how you're going to react to it. And, you know, you're not going to like really take in what people say. You're not going to listen to it. You're going to and it'd be hustle bustle. Do you live in a hectic kind of environment, a city that's pretty hectic or something like that?
No, but my mind is really hectic all the time.
Okay. Would you say your life, is your job pretty stressful? Do you have a job?
No, it's not stressful or hectic. Like I say, it's just me and the way I see things, I guess. I'm always on the go.
So is there something in particular that you're nervous about? About the world, about your life?
No, but I do have a couple things wrong where my fight or flight is always on. So that might be why.
Sure. I see that. Okay, so we're just going to strengthen you to that, all right? So it's like standing up for yourself. You can stand. You can stand strong and not fight or flight. You know what I mean? Just stand strong.
What I was seeing is, you know, those old, they were like a blow up plastic Popeye dolls and you'd put sand in the bottom. And so you could use them like little kids could use them like as punching bag and they would pop back up. That's kind of what I'm seeing is that when Phil was working there with you, I could actually see a picture of you feeling like if you don't fight, then you have to fall. And so we want to strengthen you. And I was picking up your adrenal glands, and I was just working on that in the background to calm that down. It's coming up a little bit hormonal too. So, you know, where are you in your cycle when, like, are you like this all the time? Because I'm getting that it's something to do with your menstrual cycle also.
Oh, okay. I've noticed I'm like this all the time, but I do have issues with my hormones. It's imbalanced. I'm having issues with my thyroid. So.
Okay. But what I'm picking up here is more like, if you don't mind me asking, where are you in your cycle?
I've been done for past week, so.
Okay. Okay, good. So I'm just going to work on that. Phil?
All right. So yes, for you, it's like, it's like the heart too. We're going to strengthen your heart, to the pace of your heart. So it's getting, kind of pushed, accelerated. So we're just going to strengthen that. You know, it could be accelerated, it could be slower, it could be, you know, wherever you want it to be, and you can handle it. All right. So it's like, part of this is also, you're judging a lot. You're making a lot of judgments about yourself, about others, about how things should be, shouldn't be. So part of us, and when we change this energy for people, it's not coming from a place of things should be this way or something like that. It's coming, we start by accepting the situation for what it is. So it's not like, we don't start with a fight. We don't start like, oh, well, it's, oh, too bad this girl has this problem, you know, that's calling right now. No, it's like you have your problem that you have, and, you know, we're going to address it, and then, you know, it'll get better. And that's just the process, you know. So being okay with the process for yourself, you know, so that's part of what we were talking about at the beginning of the program, is we want to show people that there, we all have an authority within, you know, to know what feels strong for us and what doesn't, and to really connect with that and make decisions, you know, using that. That's how you're able to shift energy. So that's for you. You're getting in touch with your authority within, what is true for you, you know, be loyal to yourself without harming others, or without, you know, or, you know, making it a point to harm others anyways. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So
on the scale. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I know you and I both got the same thing. She just shifted. Okay. So where are you, Chelsea? What number are you
about? About a three.
Okay. And I was picking up some energy that, like this cycle thing that, I've been noticing with a lot of people. It's kind of like people get kind of like their situation improves, and it's kind of like they had this problem for a really long time, and now that space feels really empty, and a lot of people will rush to fill that space, and what they fill it up with is the same problem they had before, only not as bad, because they just want to fill that space. It feels so empty. So we want to strengthen you that when you let this go, when you breathe out, when you do that, that you're letting go of that, does, you know, of the stress, of what people refer to as stress, the misinformation. And we strengthen you to that, that you could take, that you could allow yourself to be in a place where you're not, I'm getting it's about your senses and your sensitivity. And so we strengthen that for you, you know, all of your senses, so that, because when I test, it's not so much that you have a hearing problem, but you have a listening problem.
Yeah.
And those are two different things. And this is coming like, it's coming up from, I'm also getting a weakness from when you were 3 years old of learning to speak. And do you remember what your, you know, what do your parents say about that? Were you an early talker or a late talker?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Not sure.
Okay. So we're just going to strengthen you to all experiences of when you were trying to be heard and no one was listening. And when others were trying to listen to you, and then they couldn't hear you. It's coming in a bunch of different directions here. And so just getting you strong to that, that you could make this change today. When you get a feeling like you're kind of panicking, or you can feel that you're going to do the what you do when you don't know what to do because you didn't hear someone, you could just let yourself go very still and quiet is what I'm getting. If you want to hang on until we come back after the break, we could check in with you there and we'll see if we got you down to neutral. This is Colette Marie. Okay. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I just wanted to say that I'm really, really happy to share my new program, Call to Dance, which is my first live event in a while in Canada. And you can go to the website and find information about that. It will be March 17th, a free demo. People are welcome. There's no requirement for registration at the demo. It starts at 7. It'll also be a book signing for my book. And then we're going to have a demo of how this energy work really works. And then go out together, everybody from the class, and celebrate and go dancing and then start the seminar in the morning. So I'm really excited about it. It's something that I've been working on for about 10 years now. So feel free to check it out on the site. It's under live events. And so I just wanted to check in now again. Brian, is Chelsea there?
Well, why don't we take a break? That's what we need to do.
Whoops, sorry, I went the wrong way. Okay, go for it, Brian.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
You, yes you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Renkel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show, the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Brand consultant and coach Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're a person with a dream and unsure where to start, or a CEO of a successful company wondering what's next, Jen Morgan and the RAD method empowers you to play to your strengths and focus your competitive edge so you can show up in the world as your most powerful brand. Go to jenmorgan.com or call 206-972-5366.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
1230 WBLQ. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And I want to thank you, Brian, for keeping me on track. Sometimes when I am shifting energy and I'm talking at the same time, I forget what I was supposed to do in the real world there. So thank you, Brian. And so we are back from the break now, and we do have Chelsea on the line, and Phil and I've been sort of working on some more of this over the break. So I would just like to check in with you, Chelsea. Brian, is she still there?
Yes, she is. Chelsea, are you back with us now?
Hello.
Hi. So how are you feeling now, Chelsea?
I'd say about a one.
Good. Okay, Phil, do you have any advice here for her?
Well, I'll just say, just project yourself into the next, week, month, whatever. Do you have any fear that this problem is going to remain, come back?
Pardon me?
So if you project yourself into the future, like in, a week, a month, a year, do you have any fear that the problem that you brought to us will come back? Do you have any fear, or you feel fine that it won't come back?
I have a little bit of fear.
Okay, so why don't we take care of that to finish off here? So let's just get you strong to, again, yes, we can clear the energy for you. Ultimately, you're going to make the choices how you're going to live, right? So, you could take what we've given you and run with it, so to speak. And that's what, I'm offering for you to do. So just put your energy to your midline. This is the line that bisects your body from left to right, and that runs along your navel, along your nose, et cetera, between your eyes. Okay, just put your attention there, just like, people when they're bowing or doing a prayer, So just put your attention there. And whenever you go weak in your life, whenever you feel out of balance, just put your attention there mentally, and just hold it there for a moment whenever you feel weak. And that's just remember to use that whenever you need it in life. That'll be a powerful tool for you.
And Phil, through the break, we were talking that there was actually some a physical weakness in the brain, the message getting through. So does that feel stronger to you now?
Okay, well, it does feel a little stronger. So I'll just finish off by saying that too. I mean, for you, it's like there's a disparity between your thinking and your feeling. You want to balance between thinking and feeling. Let the thought formulate the questions, and let the feeling give you the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Does it feel strong to you, or does it not feel strong? And that's how your thinking, your mind, and your feelings will work together. And that's what I advise to everybody listening.
50-50. Repeat that, please.
Thinking and feeling in balance, all right? Use your thoughts to formulate the questions. Use your feelings to answer the questions.
Does that make sense to you, Chelsea?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, because if we use our, our logical mind to ask a question, and then we try to get the answer from the logical mind, the logical mind will just give us another question. If we feel for the answer, what happens is it'll pop up, and, sometimes I get a picture in my head, or a color will come through, or I'll just get this sense that, okay, I know what to do now. And so you don't want to take steps of action when you don't feel strong. When you feel really weak like that, you want to stop, and you want to allow yourself to go very still, take a breath, and then answer somebody. So you don't have to be in a place where you have to open your mouth and speak immediately. You can allow yourself 2-3 seconds here to just ground yourself and acknowledge, did I hear that question properly? And if you didn't, instead of going to the, I'm doing it again sort of scenario, we're just going to get you. Well, then you go back again to your to that place in your that Phil was talking about, and so that you can actually feel your mind getting more and more clear is what's coming up. And so we're just going to strengthen you to that every time you do this, it's going to boost it so that the next time you do it, it's even stronger. How does that feel?
Feels good. Yeah.
I feel like, I feel like you've shifted a lot here. And so enjoy this and just, play with it a little bit. Many times throughout the day, a lot of us have the same reaction that we're not really aware of how much it's affecting our lives, because we're having the same old reaction over and over and over again. but we're not really allowing ourselves to feel the improvement that we've made in ourselves in our life. And so we just want to strengthen that for you and everybody listening, that, you know, when it's kind of like about if someone, people quite often will connect with me about youthfulness and, you know, how do I keep from getting wrinkled and all of that? And it's basically, I'll share this with everybody out there. If you want to look better, then when you look in the mirror at yourself, look for things that you like about yourself and that that are strong about yourself, and focus on those things instead of looking in the mirror for a wrinkle or dark circles under the eyes or you get a pimple. So this is about being able to be really strong and look in the mirror and find something good about yourself every single time. And of course, we're not going to do that every single time because we're human. But the more times we do it, the stronger we get. And we build on that instead of, you know, adding more and more to misery loves company, you know, that saying. And so we just strengthen that 100% for everybody listening and for you. And thank you so much for calling in. And, you know, you were I love this happens on the radio show. You're the perfect person to call in to match what our title is. and we're shifting this for people that are listening later also. So when other people listen to this later, they're going to also feel better. And so let's strengthen the benefit of that to you also for having the courage to call in. So thank you. Phil?
Thank you, guys.
Okay, bye-bye. Phil, what would you like to, because this brought up a few more issues that we can work on a little bit more here around this topic. What would you like to work on next?
Well, sure. Well, why don't I just kind of give a very, very simple example of what I was talking about. I mean, I know you were doing it. That was kind of a long-winded example or explanation. I'll give a real short one. Basically, like, you know, that thought and feeling thing, you know, formulate the question, feel for the answer. I'll give you a very, very quick example. Like if I think of a question, like, do I want to go to a store or a market or a deli and get a sandwich right now? So I can ask that question with my mind, and then my feeling either will feel solid, like, yeah, yeah, I want to do that. Or no, it doesn't feel so, you know, doesn't feel like.
Yeah, you're not strong to that right now.
You're correct. And you're correct. I agree with that. I do not want to go get a sandwich right now. So you are right. You read my energy correctly, and that's how it's done. So there you go.
That's a real good example. Easy, right?
Sure.
So, you know, this is something like when you said my answer was long-winded, this is something that I was just picking up a lot of different shifts at one time. Because when you start really doing it a lot, you know, this happens. But I want to reiterate what you were saying, that you want to keep the question very, very simple.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, what? Because if you say to the universe, blah, 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 and this, da, 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 the universe will give you back the answer in that blah, 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 blah. And it will be a lot more challenging to intuitively, you know, get the message as clearly as if you just asked a very simple question.
Sure.
And then feel for the answer, and the answer will come back to you and it'll be simple. And an example that I like to say for people, because a lot of people feel a little off base with all the different stuff that's happening in the world right now. And they say they feel kind of scared or what's going to happen in the future or no future to look at, forward to. A lot of people are saying they feel scared. And it's very important that, you know, we check in with ourselves and say, am I really scared or am I just feeling the fear from other people? And so we can just ask ourselves, is this me?
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll know, no, it's from outside of me. And so we need to go for another quick little break here and we'll be right back with Feel Free and we'll shift some more energy here.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
You, yes you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Renkel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic disease. It's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Phil Free with me today. And I just wanted to say that I wanted to share with people that I also have a teleshifting seminar coming up that's going to start in March 23rd. And you can check that out on my website too. It's my way of being able to connect with people for an hour and a half, and then you receive a recording and people send in their issue and I shift it for them. And then we check in again the next month. So you can check that out on the website under teleshifting, and that's called Float Your Boat. So it's about rowing your boat gently down the stream of your dreams. So Phil, we wanted to kind of wrap this up for people and so that we can really leave people today with a really strong tool for being able to get through their day in a more powerful way. And so, you wanted to share some information with people. So will you please share that with us?
Sure. Well, so part of, not deceiving ourselves is knowing our truth. So if we're not in touch with our truth, what feels good for us, what feels solid for us, and then it's really hard to, not deceive ourselves. The first step in all this is really getting in touch with that self, finding that authority within that I talked about at the beginning. And that, you know, this is what I feel strong about. This is what I, you know, this clearly I don't feel as strong about, you know, and being honest with ourselves about those things doesn't mean we have to be selfish with our feelings. I mean, that's not where I'm going with this. Like, oh, well, we only listen to our own feeling and nobody else and nothing else. No, it's something greater. It's something being aware of the entire world. The more, obviously, if you have, you know, the more you have good intent, or you want to, you know, neutral intent, if you'd like, where you're not, you know, for the world, the easier it'll be to accomplish all this. Obviously, if you hate everybody else and you want bad for everyone else and you're only trying to help yourself, it's like, that's not what I'm advising here.
good.
So it is really about being aware of, you know, being considerate of ourselves and others at the same time. It does start with ourselves to a degree. If we're not honest with ourselves, it's going to be really hard for us to be honest with others. So finding that, you know, authority within, finding out what feels good and what doesn't, you know, within us, being able to read ourselves, read others, you know, do that practice that I was talking about of formulating questions with our minds, simple questions. Most, you know, like you said, mostly it's much more effective to get results than feeling for the answer. And, you know, you could do that in any decision you have to make. And really that's the way that I'm recommending and, you know, that I've learned and that I've been applying.
Yeah. Well, you know, people will ask me, okay, you're shifting energy, but how does that apply to my life? Like, what can I do with that? Do you want to talk about that?
Sure. Well, they can become more aware. That's the first step. I mean, you know, we all know this, like if I were to tell a child who they never got a driving lesson to go drive a car, you know, like a 9-year-old or something like that. And they, you know, they're probably not going to be ready. They're not going to know. They don't have the knowledge to do that task. And they may not have they might not be tall enough. They might not have the physical skills perhaps. So, I mean, we have to take, you know, a lot of things into consideration when we look at our world. And yes, we have to factor in what we don't know. And so when we have to seek out knowledge that from people who do know, that's the other side of the equation. And we have to admit to ourselves when we don't know things. And it's okay to go seek out information from people like yourself or myself who know a little bit more about energy work, who have practiced it a little bit longer. And, you know, once you get to the knowledge and you apply it more steadily, you know, and as you get more instruction, you feel more ready to apply the knowledge and you put it into practice. And with the more experience you have, the more confident you get. That's the same truth with almost everything in life.
Yeah. And, you know, I was talking earlier that I found it really funny that you know, when you tested me that I would do this 10 hours a day, mm-hmm. if I could. That's because it brings me a lot of joy to feel the shifting happening. And to, you know, people notice this, like my teleshifting program is about the different aspects in life. And I felt that really compelled to go towards that angle, because even like 3-4 years ago, a lot of people would, in my private sessions, they would ask for like specifics, like they wanted to work on their career. They wanted to work on this. They wanted to, you know, like, you know, move to a certain place, more physical, third dimensional world things. And some people would connect with me and they just wanted to, you know, heal some health problems, all of these things. But a lot of people that I'm connecting with right now that are having private consultations with me are saying, I want balance in my life. And so I talk about that, like, you know, there's, you know, a lot of us are focusing on, we got to get to work, we got to get this, and we got to pay the bills and da 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 like that. And we're like hamsters on a wheel. Mm-hmm. And so every once in a while, you know, we have to recognize that maybe it would be good to get outside and get some fresh air, feel the sun. If, you know, if it's sunny here, it's been snowing for 5 days and we had 2 feet. So it's about attitude. So a lot of people, when by this time of year in Canada, we're kind of tired of the snow now. And we almost had spring about a week and a half ago. It was all melting. And it was like, oh, people were even wearing shorts around here because we're Canadian. And and then all of a sudden it started to snow. And within 3 days, it looked like a winter wonderland again. And everybody's out shoveling the snow. And you could go outside and you could shovel the snow and say, oh, this damn snow, da-da-da-da-da. This is horrible. And it takes me an extra 2 hours to get to work now. Or you can say, wow, thank you, Mother Nature, for spreading this beautiful white fluffy stuff for me to move around so that I can remember to get outside and enjoy listening to the birds and, you know, feeling the air, you know, and maybe seeing the neighbor shoveling their walk and waving to them and saying, hey, how are you? I haven't seen you for a while. You know, this is the kind of energy I'm talking about, is making a choice before you walk out the door to do the shoveling, you know, and just being in this place of your attitude being that even if people around you are feeling unhappy, it doesn't do them any good for you to become unhappy with them. They're much better off if you can stay balanced and centered around them. And then you're more likely to pull them into that energy instead of bringing yourself down. You know, do you want to talk a little bit about that? Because we've just got a few minutes left here.
Sure.
How to maintain here, you know?
Right. So I feel you brought up a couple good points there. I mean, I feel, yeah, we could, you know, I'm finding the same thing in my life, that I'm starting to prefer the outdoor projects to the indoor stuff. And, you know, I might have, like, in a given day, you know, some computer and email stuff to get to, and then I might have to do, or I might have chosen to do something outside, like a dig in, like a building a new planter box outside or something like that. And I'm starting to find that I'm looking much more forward these days to the outdoor projects than the indoor projects. I don't really like being at the computer or any of that, answering emails that much, you know. And but yet the digging outside and that kind of thing is quite enjoyable in general. And so, yeah, I'm finding that too. I'm finding that getting outside, reconnecting with nature is definitely helping myself. And I feel it's something that a lot of humans are tuning back into. Otherwise, yeah, I feel, yeah, and a lot of this, yes, we want to be strong to who we are, what we're doing, be true to ourselves. You know, that's that old saying, you know, to thine own self be true.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah,
you know, if we don't start there, it's really hard. We've got, it's like we don't really have a leg to stand on, you know. So
well, you know, Michael Jackson sang a song about that, you know, I'm looking at the man in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you affect change, is, you know, it can be really, you know, kind of frustrating out there that we can feel kind of out of control and helpless, because there's a lot of events taking place, like I said, that we don't really have direct control over. But we can allow ourselves to say, well, I'm not going to be afraid. I'm going to look at what's good about life, what I'm enjoying in my life. And that's kind of the direction that I really want to move towards for myself. And my clients are saying that's what they want. They want to have a feeling of balance in their life and joy. You know, I'm just enjoying being on this planet. It's a gift. And so I want to thank you for being such a gift and sharing all of this knowledge with everybody. I feel like today was a really powerful show for people to listen to later. And, you know, I want to really thank you for your time and energy there. I just wanted to also say that I am leaving my special holiday special on for private consultations until February 14th, because a lot of people are unaware that there's underlying energies around Valentine's Day that people really get triggered by. And it brings up kind of a lot of issues about relationships, past, present, and future. So you can go to my website for that. And after February 14th, the holiday special will be over. I call Valentine's Day Singles Awareness Day. So everybody enjoy the weather that you're having and the day that you're about to embark on. And we'll meet again next Wednesday, 8:00 a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.